My beloved brethren and sisters, the essence of life is change. It was just 16 years ago to this day that I sat in the audience as a bishop and sustained President Joseph Fielding Smith as the president of the church, along with his counselors, President Harold B. Lee and President N. Eldon Tanner. Sustained at that conference also was Elder Boyd K. Packer, sustained as a member of the 12, and from the position he now occupies on the stand, you can see the enormous change that has taken place in a short period of 16 years. Also sustained at that conference were Elders William Bennett, Joseph Anderson, David B. Haight. Elder Bennett, of course, has passed away. Elder Haight, now a member of the 12, and Elder Anderson is still with us, going into his 97th year. Elder Anderson was a member of the ward of which I was bishop at the time, and through an extraordinary series of circumstances that I won't mention here, 3 days later, I found myself in the first meeting of the first presidency that I was permitted privilege to attend. And over that 16-year period, it has been my great blessing to have met on almost a daily basis during the work week with the prophets of God. Each of them has shown special qualities. Each of them has filled a special role. Each of them we have loved and sustained and appreciated. And I can today, without any qualification, raise my hand in full support and love for President Ezra Taft Benson, President Gordon B. Hinckley, President Thomas S. Monson. These are truly prophets, seers, revelators of the living God. And what a blessing it is for us to be members of a church that is directed in such a manner through direct revelation from God on high. I suppose that a time like this, one naturally reflects of or about his roots. My great-great-grandfather, Vincent Knight, was a member of the bishopric of the Kirtland Ward, first ward in the church. He served under Bishop Newell Whitney. He later served as the bishop pro tem, as it was called at the time, of the ward at Adam-on-Diamond. And his daughter, Rispa, my great-grandmother, tells of having picked berries on the bank of the Grand River as it flows by Adam-on-Diamond. This ancestor later became the bishop of the lower ward in Nauvoo, was the bishop of the ward in which both President Joseph Smith, President Brigham Young resided, and his wife, Martha McBride Knight, was one of the charter members of the Relief Society. I think of these wonderful people and their dedication and their faith. The daughter of Vincent and Martha married a young man named Andrew Smith Gibbons. They were teenagers in Kirtland. They later married, and Rispa gave birth to her first child in Omaha, Nebraska, near winter quarters. And Andrew was assigned as one of the pioneer members of Brigham Young's company that arrived here July 24, 1847, and ended up across the river in Arizona, where I was born. Born in the little town of St. John's, And I've told my friends over the years, if you can't spot it in your minds, it's 15 miles east of Concho. And to many, it's the end of the earth, but to those of us who were born there, it's the center of the earth. And I pay honor and respect to these marvelous ancestors, and pay honor and respect to my dear wife and our children and our grandchildren and all of our friends and relatives and the many associates with whom we have been privileged to labor over the years. As you can appreciate, I accept this assignment with trepidation. I accept it with humility. I accept it without qualification. I desire to serve. I desire to serve faithfully and with diligence. And I pledge to President Benson and his marvelous counselors that they'll never make a call upon me, but that I will strive to fill it to the very best of my ability. Finally, I say to you that as a young man in the mission field over 40 years ago, I received a witness of the Spirit. From that I learned by spiritual means that God lives, that Jesus Christ is his Son, that he is the head of the church, that the church is led by prophets, seers, and revelators. And I therefore sustain all of those who have preceded this incumbent First Presidency, and certainly support and sustain them. And one final word, I would say that though I came to this position 16 years ago with a full knowledge of the significance of the church and of the status of its leaders, I have seen nothing in those intervening years that would cause me to question in any respect either the doctrines of the church, the practices of the church, and most assuredly, the integrity of those who head it. I am their witness. I testify that they are honorable, upright, dedicated men of integrity, committed to teaching the principles of the gospel and striving with all of their might to prepare a people ready for the return of the head of the church, Jesus Christ, at his second coming, of which I testify in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.